It's beginning to rain, rain, rain. Hear the voice of our Father saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Hello, friends. So great to be with you again here at Bible Home Church. You know, the Lord has surely been blessing our ministry, and we want to thank each of you who has become a part of it, become a member of Bible Home Church, or an associate member. We want to invite you to join our fellowship, even if you're somewhere in another location. It doesn't really matter. If you're in Thundercloud, Minnesota, or Toledo, Ohio, or Buffalo, New York, we're glad for you to become a functioning member. How do you do that? Well, I tell you what, we'll make a little pact. You know, the Bible says that two agree in the name of the Lord. Well, you'll agree to pray for us and ask the Lord to keep blessing Bible Home Church as we promote His gospel, His good news around the world. And you'll pray for our success. And then when you have prayer needs, you pass them along to us, and we'll pray for you, your loved ones, and for your prayer needs. That's first of all. And second, as the Holy Spirit leads you, listen to us here as often as you can. I hope you'll listen every week as we bring a 30-minute message and also some beautiful Christian godly music to you. And here's how to join. What we want to know is, do you believe in Jesus Christ as Lord? Have you repented of your sins? Or are you saved? Are you born again? Now, those are a lot of maybe, you know, different words there, but you know what I'm asking you. Are you a believer in Jesus Christ, and are you saved and born again? John 3, verse 3. If you are, then simply write to us and say, Brother Tex, I am a Christian. I'm a born-again believer. I've repented of my sins. I believe in Jesus. I want to become a member. Now, if you're a member of another church somewhere, well, you can still be an associate member. Now, there are some pastors that say, I've never heard of such a thing. Well, we do things a little unorthodox here, you see. We believe that there is the bride of Christ. Certainly, there is a local church. Now, if you can find a local church that believes in the King James Bible and teaches only from it, not because they prefer it, but because it is the exact and perfect unvarnished Word of God, and that's a godly church, well, I say stay right there. Praise the Lord. There are not many churches like that left. That's why we have Bible Home Church, because we've received over the years hundreds, thousands even. I know there must be thousands of letters over the years that we've been in ministry that told us they could not find a godly church. Most churches have just forgotten the Word of God, the King James Bible. And they've gone off into these false, I call them satanic, because they are. Now, there's some good in these false Bibles, maybe, or could it be that there is? That's what a lot of people tell me. But there's a lot of good in those Bibles. And it might be that there might be, out of the whole 66 books of the Bible, there might be 20 or 30 verses that are wrong, but the rest of it's okay, isn't it? Now, friends, let me tell you something. If I can put cancer in just 20 or 30 pieces or parts of your body, would that be okay? I mean, I don't know how many working parts the body has. I'm not a medical doctor. But I would say if you would allow me, just put a few in. Maybe some cancer cells in your liver, some cancer cells in your brain, maybe some in your heart, maybe in your eyeball, maybe down on in your toes, your right hand. That'll be okay. Because you'll look so good on the outside, at least for a while. Or give me your Coca-Cola or your glass of iced tea or coffee or pure water, and I'll just add a couple of drops of something like arsenon or strychnine to it. Arsenic or strychnine, excuse me. And 99% of your Coca-Cola will be just fine. You won't even taste the other. But it'll taste you, my friends. That's the way the devil works. And you know, that's what God has always been concerned about. No one is fooled by the blatant preaching of Satanism. You know, Anton LaVey was the high priest of the Church of Satan. He passed away and he's in hell now because he never repented. But very few people fail for that. There are not many people that say, yeah, I want to be a card-carrying member of the Church of Satan. There's not many. So Satan knows better than to try to tempt people that away. You see these movies where people sign their soul over to the devil and they do it on a formal contract to get ABC. Oh, that's baloney. The devil doesn't work that away. He seduces you. He says, see this? It's good. In fact, he'll tell you, I'm not even in there. I'm not even part of that. All of that is good. He'll lie to you. And he'll make it look so good, you don't realize. He'll adulterate the purity of God's Word. I always used to laugh about Ivory soap when I was a kid. They used to advertise, and they'd say 99 and 44 100% pure. And, you know, I was just a little kid then, but I thought, wonder what that other 56 100th is. Sounded good to be 99 and 44 100% pure. But what about that other, you know, 56 100ths? Didn't sound like much, but, you know, I didn't worry about it a lot, but I always was curious. What if it was something that could tear up your body? Could ruin your skin? You know, make your complexion look like a train wreck. Well, I don't know. They never explain themselves. Well, they quit giving that commercial. I guess now they probably lie to people nowadays. They got so blatant, they'll probably just tell you it's 100% pure today when it's not. And figure the FDA or whatever it is would never catch them. And they don't catch very many. So, in any case, friends, listen to me. You want the pure Word of God. You don't want 99 and 44 100% pure. You want the pure Word of God. That's what the King James Bible is. And you need a church like that. We want you to become part of us. Here's how to do that. You just write to us, and in your own words, just, you don't have to write a big story to me. I mean, it can just be one paragraph. But let me know you're a true believer in Jesus and you'd like to affiliate with us, join with us. Now listen, we're not going to say, send us your tax return. We want to make sure you give us 10% tithing. We don't do that. No one's going to ever bill you. And I want to promise you something. No one will even phone you. Okay? No one's going to ask you for any money or anything. How's that? There is one thing that I ask you to do, and that is to pray that God will continue to bless Bible Home Church. If you'll do that, then, hey, that's what we want for you to do. And, of course, there are other things that God will require you to do now, and that is to tell other people about Bible Home Church so that they can listen in, too. And I believe the Holy Spirit probably will guide you to tell many other people about Christ Jesus and to be a witness for Him and a real force. I don't like to use that word, but, you know, it is a good Webster's Dictionary word, a force for good in the world, okay? If God leads you to support this ministry that's been going around the world and teaching the truth, we'd love to hear from you because we need your financial help, okay? But only do that if the Holy Spirit leads you and guides you, because that's the kind of funds that we need, because it's like the fish and the loaves. I think God will multiply your gift to Bible Home Church. Now, let's move right along, and we have some beautiful music. You know, the Blackwood Brothers Quartet, they've been around a long, long time. Here's a song, Restore My Soul, I think you'll enjoy, by the Blackwood Brothers. And then we're going to continue our preaching series for today.
Lord, you know I've been foolish, I've been blind, I've let my doubt and confusion out my mind. I've walked in my own wisdom, and I've been wrong. Take my hand and lead me back where I belong. Stripped of all that once I clung to, Lord, I come. Though in your eyes I know I'm nothing, still I come.
Believe the same way. If you come from the United States of America, you consider yourself an American. Maybe you're a Heinz 57. You really don't check your race back that much, but you just say, I'm an American. You really want your fellow Americans to be saved. You might really go with your heritage, whether it's Italian or German or English or whatever, or even black. You might really want your countrymen to be saved. That's normal. Paul felt the same way about the tribe of Benjamin that he came from and the Jews. It was a desire of his heart that they be saved. Nevertheless, he said that we have no confidence in the flesh. And then he said, there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, but Christ is all and in all. Colossians 4, verse 11. Friends, brag about your race. Tell me all about it. Doesn't mean anything to God. We have no confidence in the flesh. And there's neither Greek nor Jew. Isn't that amazing? In the church of the living Christ, in the true Israel of God, God doesn't say, well, now look, she is this race and he is that race and she must be better than him. There's no better in God's language. There's only those who believe in him and those who do not. You say, well, I don't understand. Please help me define this Israel thing. Well, let's see what Paul had to say about it in Romans chapter 9, verses 6 through 8. He says, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Oh.
Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Now this is, my friends, listen to this. This is going to be powerful. This is going to be very revealing. He says, that is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. But the children of the promise are counted for the seed. You say, explain that to me, Tex. I'll be glad to, because it's so self-apparent here. Do you remember there was Isaac and Esau? Esau should have got the inheritance. He was first. In the flesh, he was first. And that was the tradition of men. Of men. He should have got the inheritance. Firstborn, Esau. Remember the story? You remember the wonderful stories? You read about Jacob and Isaac and Esau. And Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Why would God decide for one or another? Why would God reject human tradition and say, I'll take the second? Does it have something to do with what Jesus said, the first shall be last and the last shall be first? Yes, it does. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. The children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. The Jews say, but we're in the flesh. We are Jews. We can prove our identity. We're the seed of Abraham. We're identified with him through our flesh, through genealogy. But Romans says, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. But the children of the promise are counted for the seed. My friends, you believe like Abraham did. Then something happens. The seed, the word of God, is planted in your heart. That is the seed of Abraham, Jesus Christ. And then you have the promise, and you are counted for the seed. And he has counted you as one of his chosen people. Listen to verse 24 of Romans 9. It says, even us, Paul says now, this is you and me and Paul and all Christians, even us whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but of the Gentiles. That's right. I like that. Even us. I look in the mirror. I don't always like what I see. I'd like to be more like Christ. Nevertheless, because I believe, and I believed in Jesus Christ, he counted it to me for righteousness. And I am called, and I am chosen. And you better believe I'm going to be faithful in my calling to Jesus Christ. Not of the Jews only, but of the Gentiles. And listen more. Listen to what it says here. As he saith, right from the scriptures now, as he saith, I will call them my people which were not my people, and her beloved which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said of them, ye are not my people, there they shall be called the children of the living God. The Jews said, no, wait, all of you other people out there, you're not of God, you're not of Abraham, you're not of the seed, you're not his people, you're not God's chosen people. I love it when God defies what the world thinks is wise. The wisdom of the world, God rejects and casts aside. The more the Jews clamored and said, we're so special, we're so good, we're superior, why we wouldn't even, you know, waste our time on the Samaritans and all these other foul, inferior species. Jesus just said, well, I'll just call those my people who are not my people. They shall be called the children of the living God. You've rejected me? Well, I'll just call another nation. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. That's what Paul said in Thessalonians. Listen to that again. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. God is not going to allow any flesh into heaven. Flesh does not inherit the kingdom of God. You're going to get a new body. You have a corrupt body now, and it's dying. From the days of Adam and Eve, your body is corrupt. You say, but I'm at the peak of perfection. I work out every day. I take vitamins. Hey, I look good. Well, I'm so glad for you. Wait 10 years. Wait 20. Wait 30. Wait 40. In time, your body will decay. It's corrupt. But God will give you an incorruptible body. Because flesh and blood, Jew, Gentile, it doesn't matter, cannot inherit the kingdom of God. The question still is, are you one of the called, the chosen, the faithful, the true Israel of God? We're talking about what is or who is a real Jew? Who is a true child of God, God's chosen? Who is a real Israelite? Who is a child of God and a citizen of the true Israel of God? Now, my friends, there are some who say they're Jews, and they may be Jews in the flesh, but did you know that God looks at a Jew not on the outside, but what is inside? You say, Tex, I don't believe that. I've always been taught that God has chosen the Jews only, that race. Throughout all eternity, they're going to be His chosen people. Would you believe me if I told you God doesn't care about whether you're a Jew or a Gentile? He doesn't care if you have Jewish characteristics of race. You know, you can point to Jews, and actually they come in many different complexions and such. Some people believe they all have sort of big noses and have frizzy hair and they're sort of olive skin. That's not true at all. And many Jews have, you know, blonde hair and blue eyes and everything. So again, that's just a stereotype that people have. But God doesn't care one way or another what your hair or your nose is like. I don't care if you have a hook nose or a small nose or a pointy nose. It doesn't matter to God or to Tex Mars either. That doesn't interest me in the least. I want to know what the inner person is. I want to know who you really are as a person. And that's the way God is. Now, there are some who say, no, I'm a Jew, and therefore I'm the only true chosen people of God. Well, listen to what it says in the Bible in Revelation 2, verse 9. That just could be blasphemy, because the angel said to the church of Smyrna, he said, I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Wow. They say they're Jews. No doubt they're in the flesh, they're Jews, but God says you're blasphemous to claim you're one of the chosen people of God. If you reject the Son of God, Jesus Christ, you're not of me. Sure, Jesus told the Jews of his time. Sure, you're of the seed of Abraham in the flesh, but you're of your father, the devil. That's blasphemy to say you're of the one true God when you reject the very Son of God who died on the cross for your sins, who is the Messiah of Israel. Romans 2, verses 28 through 29 explains it this way. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit. Oh my! Did you get that? A Jew is not one who is outwardly a Jew. I've had people say to me, look, you just look at that person and you can tell he's a Jew. Well, it might be a dead giveaway if the name is Goldberg or something like that. But that's not God's definition of a Jew. That's man's definition. Because Paul said, for he is not a Jew which is one outwardly. But a Jew says, well, I've been circumcised. Not every Gentile has been circumcised. Well, actually, in America, most Gentiles have been circumcised. But it doesn't really matter whether you have or not, because circumcision is of the heart, in the spirit. Remember, I told you, you've got to be born again in spirit and in truth to be one of God's chosen people. Romans chapter 4 goes on to say, "For what saith the Scripture?" Oh, that's what I like. And this is what Paul said. "For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised." Do you get that, my friends? Did you know that Abraham is your father? I mean, earthly father. God in heaven is your heavenly father. Abraham is symbolically our father too. You say, "Well, Tex, that's not true. I'm not Jewish. I'm not of the Jewish race and heritage. I'm Scottish. I'm English. I'm Welsh. I'm Canadian. I'm Indian. I'm French. I'm Mexican. I'm African." Really? God doesn't care about your outward appearance. He doesn't care about your flesh. The flesh will not inherit the kingdom of God anyway. And Abraham is the father of all them that believe. Well, now, let's look at the nation of Israel today. 6 million or so now. How many believe in Jesus Christ in Israel? The nation of Israel now, in the Middle East, besieged on all sides by Arabs, I realize that. But how many of those people who live in Israel now, who say they are of Jewish heritage, how many of them believe in Jesus Christ? How many? You know, and I know, it's just a few. Now, if they do believe, if they're Jewish in race, in heritage, genealogically, and they believe in Jesus, then they're one of his chosen people. And Abraham is their father.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.